following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just save you money.
Oh, no.
For a limited time, we're rolling out new Advance Double Deals. Always two products, always one low price. Like now, get a two for $5 deal on Tough Stuff Multi-Purpose Cleaner. Plus, other great deals throughout the store. It's simple. We roll out the double deals, you roll out of Advance with more money. Either way, you're on a roll, baby. Double deals, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Come celebrate the start of the new golf season and the big tournament at Golfsmith's Major Sale. Save up to 60% on select items like the TaylorMade R11S Fairway Wood for only $119.98. Plus free gift card and two-for deals. Come experience a store built by golf experts for all golfers, where you can swing it, putt it, and love it before you buy it. Hurry into Golfsmith for the Major Sale and save up to 60% today, because it only lasts for a limited time. See golfsmith.com for a store near you.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've got a lot going today. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Monday. We're going to talk Masters. We're going to talk movies. We're going to talk bowling. We're going to talk changes in the NCAA playoffs, especially when it comes to football in Class A and even down the way. But Class A will have a different look when the playoffs come. We'll touch on that. Stu Pospisil is going to join us tomorrow from the Omaha World Herald, break it down a little bit more. He, of course, was at the meeting last week when all of this went down. We'll talk about that. Also talk a little football. UNK Daryl Morris, head coach Daryl Morris. Spring football's over. Want to talk about that. Yep. Their schedule has just come out over the weekend. We'll talk about that. Some interesting games on there. And their banquet is also coming up, the annual football fundraiser on May the 7th. And we are going to preview that and give you some updates on that as well. Randy, man, a lot of stuff to cover.
A lot of stuff to cover. And, you know, they were talking golf all day. Cowherd's going off on the scoring in the Masters. Did you know the rule? You golf more than I do. You're more in tune with this. Did you? I mean, I understand you can't improve your lie when you give yourself a lie. And it appears to me that Tiger did that. So, I don't know. I think justice was served. It was probably a two-stroke penalty, and
yeah,
we move on and we should be done.
Everybody's talking about it, and I'm sure we might get some emails or phone calls. We're going to have a lot of time in the second half of the program to talk about that. For now, it is what it is. I think, yeah, going back, I have some issues with how it was handled. Not that it was the wrong or the right penalty, but it did make for an interesting weekend. Great run down the end. Tiger was sort of in contention. He had, as you always do at the Masters,
he would have been more in contention he would have been that larger than life object in the rearview mirror had he been two strokes closer to those guys. And I think it changes. It puts more pressure on those guys. But obviously, they handle the pressure. I mean, you know, I don't know if that changes anything.
Saturday was just great. I mean, it's always great to watch the Masters, but it just works out well. You watch all that coverage, and then bam. ESPNU, the National Championship of Women's Bowling. And some people will think that we're making this up. We talk about it all the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And it's a sport that, as we say with a variety of things, probably the only time it gets talked about is if you happen to play or compete or win a national championship. But the Nebraska women win their fourth ever, and it's kind of a big day here because they're back home. They're going to be in front of the microphones and television cameras, and we welcome in the head coach, Bill Straub, to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, and Coach, congratulations and welcome home.
Thanks for the invitation. I'm enjoying this.
Well, I would say so. I want to get to a question before I forget, before we get into all of this, because I was waiting for all of this to go down after the tie. What would have happened had it been 3.5 to 3.5 through seven games?
Then they, for the final, as a sudden death, as it were, they have a five-frame roll-off. So each girl gets one frame. The anchor player gets to complete it as if it were a 10th frame. So it's one frame per person plus the 10th frame, and biggest score wins.
Well, we didn't have to get to that point, which was kind of cool. But it was up and down. You guys get game one, then Vanderbilt makes a move. And I guess just from watching, you guys probably didn't have your best games there in games two and three, and found a way to close there in game four to kind of get some momentum. As far as scores and your average was, it was below par. But what gets things turned around? Take me through what you guys were thinking at that time.
I think finally the coach woke up. Toward the end of the show. It helped it a little, but in the frivolity aside, the TV lights do a lot of things that are, they're physical and psychological. Obviously, the psychological part, you got a lot of girls that haven't been in a situation like that for a while, so it takes a little while to make sure the nerves are settled. Thankfully, we're blessed with a bunch of girls that have spent a lot of time in trying to prepare for getting themselves pretty calm. It took a little while, but certainly not something inordinate. The physical side, they put oil on the lane to try to protect the surface, and those lights on the lanes affect scores somewhat, also affects how the ball tracks, and it just took me longer than it was supposed to try to figure out where the ball was going. After a few bad guesses, I think we hit in a couple of right ones, and it worked out to our advantage, thankfully.
Well, Coach, as the match went on, more and more pressure was kind of being put on your girls because of what Vanderbilt was able to do in those finals. And you're also trying to build that momentum. Talk a little bit about keeping the girls calm, but yet when things are starting to go well, trying to build that momentum as well. It seems to me that those two kind of ideas are kind of contradict each other a little bit.
Thankfully, the girls are so strong fundamentally. They work their tails off to get as capable as they can of throwing a full thing, which makes the nerves a little more easy to take care of when in the most stressful situations. They simply relied on fundamentals, making the best shots that they can, and was waiting around for me for alignments and ball suggestions that would work. Thankfully, they were calm and patient, and it worked out.
We're talking with Coach Bill Straub. Nebraska Bowling wins the national championship. From the television coverage, Coach, it seemed to me that you were talking, and I apologize because I don't have the exact order of how you put the girls out there in the finals, but it seemed that you were getting out of your chair to talk to your anchor maybe more than the other girls. Was that the case? And if so, what was the reason?
Well, our anchor player is the best player in the country, but she's never been put in a situation like this before. It was my best efforts to try to not only make sure that she didn't have the weight of the world on her shoulders, as proverbial one shot at a time. I'm doing my best. She's a very responsible kid in general. I was trying to keep her focused on the task at hand, not trying to support those people who are having a little bit of struggles, but try to be a little bit more selfish. And again, along with those suggestions on ball choice and alignment, and she's such a special kid, she's able to really handle it nicely.
Talking with Bill Straub here for just another couple of minutes as they win their fourth national championship at Nebraska, first since 2009. Coach, can you take us through the week? You guys ran the table. You went undefeated, and there's more than just five girls on the team. How did you mix and match them before the finals, and how did you think it went all the way until that championship?
Well, if we do things right, we spend enough time working on the tasks at home and preparation, and by the end of the season, you get to where you're starting to peak. Thankfully, this team is extraordinarily young, so it took a while to find their foundation, and they simply kept getting better throughout the season and got peaking at the right time. We got their start of the week for practice, and the practice went well. Qualifying day went well. The match play day went well, based off on so much preparation. I would like to think if it had been one more day, the TV show would have gone better too from the early portion. It just took a little while to get settled. It's just it's a result of a lot of preparation, physical, psychological, emotional. Thankfully, it was a package deal.
You kind of mentioned the psychological, the emotional aspect of this. They're a young team. They've got a title now to defend next year. Obviously, we want to enjoy it for now. But looking forward, how do you think the pressure is going to mount on these young ladies when they step back onto the lanes next year?
We're going to do our best to express to them that it's, what have you done for me lately? The season's going to start fresh, and that by that time, we're going to be so many months past what happened a couple of days ago that hopefully they'll get the idea that the work ethic has to be revisited as strongly as the first time, because the more you win, Rod Laver said that, the old tennis Hall of Famer, that it's harder to stay on top than it is to get there. Got to make sure the kids realize it, start the process over.
Last minute here with Bill Straub on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio, Nebraska Bowling Coach, national champions. The sport was sanctioned by the NCAA in 2003. Nebraska, who had been a good club team up until that time, won the first two. How have you seen the sport grow here since then, Bill? Is it getting stronger? Are we getting more teams? Are you seeing better competition?
We're up to now there's 70 teams that are sponsored within their athletic department. A lot of them spend a lot of attention not only to the Title IX gender equity things, but they're interested in trying to have a successful program. That means better coaches. It means more work on recruiting. It means that the competition keeps getting better all the time, especially at the highest level. We just try to fight to do the best we can to maintain where we are.
How do you find these athletes? I mean, there isn't high school bowling to kind of go to. How do you talk a little bit about the recruiting process, where you look, what kind of areas, how you find these young ladies that obviously have done an excellent job for you?
Well, the recruiting certainly isn't my forte. I can't sell space heaters to Eskimos. What ends up happening, we're real lucky. We've had so many kids over the past years that have been successful once they got away from Nebraska, not only domestically, but also internationally. And inevitably, when they're going to succeed somewhere in the States or overseas, somebody that's a young girl that thinks they're getting better will ask one of our kids, how'd you get so good? And I was real nice enough to say, I learned how to play in Lincoln, Nebraska. And from that, the kids contact us. We get about 75 applicants a year from around the world trying to fill the two or three or four spots we have available. I'm just real lucky that the kids recruit for us.
Coach, any truth to the rumor that now we'll start marketing the white ties to wear to all of our bowling events?
Since that worked, that was my idea. If it wouldn't have worked, that would have been my wife's idea.
Coach, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, it's the old true of the school. It's the old Beach Boy stuff. You know, we're into red and white as best my wardrobe allows.
And Coach, just two more things. First, Liz was named the most outstanding bowler for this weekend. Just a comment on her real quick.
Well, she's just terrific. She's also qualified for the singles portion of the Intercollegiate Championship. That starts tomorrow in Lincoln at Sun Valley Lanes. She's there against all the rest of the top players on it. Strictly an individual tournament. I'm so pleased she's done so well. We wish her the very best in this thing tomorrow.
And finally, Coach, are we to the point, because I just know that people listen to our sportscast here on ESPN or they pick up the Journal Star on Sunday and go, we got a bowling team? Are we past that now?
I sure hope so. I mean, we were trying to have some entertainment for the folks. I figure you can't talk about whether or not a ball placement 2 feet away from where it's supposed to be. Can't talk about that all night long. We try to have some entertainment for it. We got some entertainment that maybe was based in Husker Land, and you know, there's no question the department takes care of us royally. It doesn't matter to the department and how they're treating the players and the coaches. The sport has no relevance. I think the more that they do that, of which we're so grateful, it ends up being spread throughout the state. It's, you know, we've got a state without a professional sport, so that means you pay attention to the University of Nebraska. Thankfully, when a bowling team succeeds, they treat us as if it's any other sport out there, which we're most grateful.
Well, Coach, again, to you and the young ladies, congratulations on the great success in the program that you have built and bringing home a national championship, and a pleasure to talk with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Enjoy it.
Thanks, gentlemen. I really appreciate the invitation.
Take care. Thank you, Coach.
Congratulations.
Bill Straub, head coach. Of course, if you look back, again, youngsters out there, Bill was on the PBA Tour, and, you know, in this day and age when you can Google and Wikipedia and everything, you can find out
there's
more
some
about
YouTube
him.
Out there, yeah.
But he's been with this program again for a long time, and I mean, it'd be like I still get the we talk about it, we don't talk about rifle, and we don't talk about tennis, and we don't talk about Husker soccer unless they're at that point.
Well, if they were winning national titles, we'd probably talk about them a little bit more. And these guys are winning national titles. And again, they've been one of the more dominant programs. This year was an extremely dominant year for them. They were the odds-on favorite. I mean, a huge favorite going into when the tournament began the other day.
I have to confess, it was Saturday. We were out. There was a big group of us. We're watching the Masters. Then we're kind of chilling. And then the bowling comes on. And I mean, I thought I was going to get looked at as, you know, who's watching bowling? What the hell is that on television for? People were getting into it.
Yeah.
And I just want you to know,
it was a good match.
The fight song came on when they clinched the national championship. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk with Loper football coach Daryl Morris in our next segment. We're going to talk a little bit more, obviously, about the Masters, the high school football playoffs. The season comes to an end for the Storm. The WNBA draft is tonight. Lindsey Moore will be there. Baseball, we've just been informed that Nebraska-Arkansas baseball will play a doubleheader tomorrow because the weather is just not going to get much better than what it is outside right now. But due to expected bad weather Wednesday, the Nebraska baseball team will host Arkansas in a doubleheader tomorrow beginning at 3:05. So if you're going 3:05 and then, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock, whenever the second game starts on 1230 KHAS, you'll be able to hear Husker baseball against Arkansas. And we are expected to be joined tomorrow by Arkansas coach Dave Van Horn here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the former Husker coach. Don't forget, folks, lunchtime, Chicken Coop. You can watch it all again, watch all the reruns, rehash, look at your pools if you had them over the weekend, talk about the Masters, talk about the NBA playoffs that are coming up, or just sit back and enjoy a little lunch with your coworkers, family, and friends in Grand Island and Kearney. The Chicken Coop is open 7 days a week to take care of you every Monday. Their lunch special is a steak sandwich with choice of side item, only $6.99. Can't do any better than that. Monday night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney only, you can get their special of bull fries and fries, $5.99 every Monday night. Sit back, enjoy great food and drink specials every night, lunch specials every day, and don't forget happy hour from 2 to 5:30 while watching your favorite sporting events every day of the week. Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. We're back after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The road hates your engine. They are adversaries, enemies, foes. The road will attack your engine with dirt, dust, and grime through your air filter any way it can. Fight back. Reclaim the horsepower the road tries to steal. Every 12,000 miles, it's easy to change to a Fram air filter that keeps dirt, dust, and grime out of your engine. If it's on the road, there's a Fram that fits. Find your Fram air filter at your local automotive.
ShopWheelerDealer.com is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses anytime, not just 2 hours a week. ShopWheelerDealer.com, where you'll find dozens of gift certificates. Shop and buy 24 hours a day and save a ton of money in the process. Type ShopWheelerDealer.com in your internet browser or click on the website link on ESPNSuperstation.com.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness around the area through the day today, with a high at around 51 as northwest winds stay at 10 to 15. For tonight, there's a slight chance for a rain or snow shower developing late, with a low near 32 degrees. Right now, it's 34.
Yeah, Daddy Show here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Randy Bushcutter. We're all over the map today because a lot of things happened this weekend, so I'm going to check these things off the list as we go along. There is no doubt our sporting interests are a little yin and yang when it comes past the major sports.
Yeah.
I like golf. You like hockey.
Yeah.
You know, and down the list. But you did watch some hockey this weekend. Yale beats Quinnipiac. One of those things where Quinnipiac had dominated the series all year. Yale beat them in the national championship.
And looked good doing it. They absolutely dominated them in the finals. And Yale, their semifinal win was a dramatic overtime win as well. So congratulations to the Bulldogs. That was some great hockey. They played very well. You know, an Ivy League school wins the national championship. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You're going to be one way or another on that in terms of, you know, these spoiled rich kids or whatever. But these guys are getting out there and tussling. You know, if they're spoiled rich kids, they'll just beat the living crap out of you if you try to get to their hockey puck. I mean, they were a very physical, very skilled team.
And the storm season came to an end, kind of like the last 3 months have been. I don't know if whimper's the word. They lost twice. It just didn't finish well. We had Coach Howgie on. They're going to get ready for the draft and try and stir it up and get going again. But great crowd on hand Saturday night for Fan Appreciation Night and to wrap things up for the Storm. So hopefully when the draft comes around on the 6th and 7th of May, things are going very well and we get a winning team back in Kearney. And it'll be interesting in the offseason how we can discuss more about that here on the show. But also coming up on May the 7th, it is going to be the 4th annual UNK Football Scholarship Dinner. And we are pleased to welcome in the head football coach of the Lopers to talk about that spring ball and the schedule that was released. Daryl Morris joining Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I know the football players love it when spring ball is over. How about the football coaches?
I think we could extend that a little bit longer. I think we still have some more work to do, and we could use a few more practices, but you only get 15, and we finished up on Friday. And big thing, Doug, we didn't hurt anybody long-term, so everybody should be ready to go in the fall.
Daryl, what's the one area you're happiest with the level of improvement in those 15 practices?
I would probably say quarterback, to be honest with you, even though we've got a long ways to go and we still don't know who our starter is going to be, but we do have a couple guys in camp, Bronson Marsh, that everybody knows a little bit about, and then Sam Brower out of Seward High School that was a redshirt for us last year. Both appear to have what it takes to be good players down the road once they get a little bit more time under the belt in the system.
I know you have to coach speak us, but I know every Loper fan believes it's Bronson Marsh. How do the rest of your quarterbacks keep in the fold here when that's the fan perspective, but the coaches say, you know what, I don't care what's on the back of your uniform. If you don't step up, I got other guys.
Well, you know, basically neither one of them has won the job yet. So, you know, I know what folks think because he came from Nebraska and all that kind of stuff. But Sam Brower is a talented kid. He's very athletic. He's big. He throws the ball well. He's smart. So, we're just going to have to wait and see and see how things progress. Neither one of them are running the system to the third degree yet, and we're waiting for somebody to step forward and take the play to the next level. Each play we have a lot of times has multiple options on it, and we're waiting for them to get to the last option, and that begins to show you that they have a great understanding of what we're trying to do. So until one of them does that, we don't have a starter.
So just out of curiosity, you know, when coaches maybe raise their voices to players from time to time, have you ever had to tell Marsh, this ain't Lincoln, this is Kearney?
Nope, you know what? No, I have not. But I've told guys that before from other places. But Bronson has come in here and acclimated himself to our program very well. He seems to be well liked by our players. He's a hard working guy. I know he has earned their respect because of his work ethic in the weight room and at practice. He's a positive guy. He's a positive influence. So far, so good.
Obviously, there's some depth at quarterback, which, you know, obviously was tested last year with all the injuries. Depth for years always seems to be one of those issues that we always are kind of battling. How's your team's overall depth?
Well, it's never going to be happy with overall depth. I mean, and that's the key to the MIAA is having depth, at quality depth at a lot of different positions, and we're still working on that. I think, again, this most recent recruiting class will help us get closer to our goal of being a solid MIAA program with enough depth and enough quality depth that when kids run onto the field, we don't lose because we just lost our starter. The next guy's not near as good. So we're working on that. We continue to work on that. But that takes time because, you know, football's a game of repetition, and time takes you time to get kids reps.
We're talking with Loper football coach Daryl Morris here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter on this Monday. Coach, you talked before spring ball started when you were getting ready for that first practice that you knew one of the areas you had to address was the secondary and the defense. And we were talking about you can't invent speed, which was one of the things that was obviously lacking. Take me through what you saw in spring.
Well, you know, I would think we'd probably all agree that we, you know, until we get some of these young kids that we recruited this past class in here and see how fast they actually are, we're still probably not completely satisfied with where we are in terms of our overall team speed right now, not only in the secondary, but maybe at wide receiver, maybe at even at running back. We don't seem to have that guy that can just, you know, take it to the house from a long ways out. So we've got some young kids, and we have identified some of them that we recruited that we feel like might actually be able to play for us pretty quickly. Then it comes down to can they learn the information, but athletically they appear to be what we're looking for to be an MIAA-type team.
Coach, let's set the stage a little bit for improving the program, and the fourth annual Loper Football Backers Dinner is coming up here in May. Talk a little bit about that event coming up on the 7th.
Well, basically, it's our largest fundraiser of the year, every year, and has been for the last 4 years, and it's something that we really are counting on. It's what we go to war with when we start the recruiting wars with the other schools that we recruit against. So it's a pivotal part of our program. It's the lifeblood of our program, and that's financing to be able to attract quality student athletes to come to UNK, and it is on May 7th. It's at the Unis Center. It's an auction, silent auction, live auction dinner, and it's we've got all kinds of things I think people will be interested in, from vacation trips to golf trips to jewelry for the ladies, and Mother's Day's right around the corner, so it'll be a great opportunity for guys to get that taken care of, things for the kids, and all types of things. So it's just an opportunity to have our fan base come together, meet some of our players. We're going to have Lisa Lopers, where we have five-man work crews where they can actually lease a group of football players to come in to their house sometime during the summer and do some heavy lifting in the yard or whatever they got going, whatever project. So all kinds of things on the docket to get auctioned off, and we're looking forward to it.
Folks, you can find out a little bit more at lopers.com. There's a form on there to get registered, to get your tickets purchased, or if for some reason you can't be around that night, still make the donation. They have done such a great job and so many cool things out there for the fourth annual Loper Football Backers Dinner and Scholarship Fundraiser. It's at the Unis Conference Center in Kearney. Social hour at 5:30, and then a dinner at 7 o'clock with silent auction and live auction to follow. If they still want to help out, Daryl, what do they do?
Well, they can get in contact with us, and again, on the website, there is that ticket purchasing process, but they're also on the other side of that form, which you find on the website, there's a donor deal where you can actually fill out that you would like to be a donor, or you would like to maybe purchase a corporate table for $500 for 10 people. So there's all that information on our website. The one thing that we do want to talk a little bit about, Doug, quickly, is the fact that we are going to QTEGA, which is the company that you'll need to bring your smartphone with you, or at least your phone that you can text on so that you can bid by text. And I think it's going to work out really slick. It's going to allow people to sit at their table and enjoy the company that they're with, but also stay up on their bidding. So remember to bring your cell phones with you.
Yeah, if you went to Class Act for Kearney High, that was the same thing that they did here just a couple of weeks ago.
Make-A-Wish Foundation's done it as well. It works out really well, and we're excited to have them.
Awesome.
Coach, also coming up this week, this last week, they announced the schedule. Couple of interesting non-conference games. Obviously, the conference schedule is what's going to get most people's attention, but trip to Central Arkansas and Conway, do you get special sunglasses so you can look at that field and have it not hurt your eyes?
You know what? I'm colorblind, so I didn't even know their field was purple and silver, but it has been mentioned to me, and I can tell the contrast between the dark purple and the silver part, so you know, it's going to be an interesting game for us. It is, as you might gather, we're getting money for playing them, and we're at that stage right now in our program. We're going down to play a 1AA school. What we used to call 1AA school is, you know, something that's going to be a challenge for us. Our kids were excited when we told them we were going to go down and play those guys, so that kind of, you know, seemed to energize them a little bit. And I think we'll go down there and represent ourselves well, but it's also a payday for us.
You don't have to say, but you want to let us know what kind of a Division II program gets for a payday like that?
Well, it's multiple $10,000. So, I mean, it's a good payday for us, I think. And Mr. McBride was instrumental in working out that deal for us. And I had a number in my head that when I got on the bus and if I had just gotten beat, the only thing that was going to make me happy was having a check with me that would also allow us to do some things around here in our program to kind of make, again, us competitive. For example, our locker room needs to be dolled up a little bit. And I have no money to do that unless I do something like play Central Arkansas.
The first two games are on Thursday nights, kind of back to what we were used to, a home opener on Thursday night against Washburn. And I would think if you start with Thursdays, that's not a big deal. You just don't want them in the middle of your season.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Thursdays are, you know, the MIAA likes night games, and early on, everybody, the weather's nice, so the Thursday night games are good. You get away from a lot of the TV competition when you're playing on a Thursday night sometimes, so that'll benefit us a little bit. So, you know, we don't mind that. We like getting going once the season's here and you get through two-a-days, heck, you'll play on any day.
Finally, Darrell, just the schedule, I believe, is virtually identical to last year, isn't it? Minus the one opening so Central Arkansas can come in. Northwest Missouri State's on there, the teams that were ranked. We know how tough it was at the beginning last year. What do you think about this year?
Well, I think it's going to be just as tough. Basically, the only thing the schedule does is flip from home and away. So, you know, I think we are Northwest Missouri's homecoming game, so that's not going to make it any easier, and they'll have a big crowd in Maryville for that one. So it's another challenge for us, Doug. There's no question about it. I still think our program is in the developmental stages for the MIAA, and we're just going to hopefully stay competitive. And if we can get some consistent quarterback play this year, I truly do believe that's worth a few wins over last year where we were not consistent at that position.
Well, there's the schedule. Spring ball is done. And, of course, we wanted to talk about the 4th Annual Loper Football Backers Dinner and Scholarship Fundraiser, Eunice Conference Center in Kearney, Tuesday, May 7th, social hour 5:30, dinner at 7 o'clock. Darrell, anything else?
No, I think that covers it. If they could come out and support our program, we'd love to have them. The dinner's great. The Eunice Center always puts on an excellent show and an excellent meal. So come out, enjoy the camaraderie, enjoy the fellowship, and buy something that maybe your wife doesn't need but wants really bad.
Darrell, thanks for the time, and we'll see you there.
See you guys.
Thanks, Darrell.
Darrell Morris, head football coach at UNK. Again, put it on your calendar for May the 7th for the 4th Annual Loper Football Backers Banquet Fundraiser out at the Eunice Center. And the football team just continues to work. As he said, it's always nice to get through without any major injuries, so they've got that going for them as well. Folks, it's time to beat the heat. You don't realize it today. It's not like 2000 and the spring, I guess we should say, of 2012, but we all know what the summer was like, and it could be that way again. It doesn't matter how hot it gets, it's still going to require irrigation for your field, and TNL Pivot Systems are going to take care of you. You'll maximize your production, whatever the conditions are, with the best water distribution covering your crops and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. So call TNL or your TNL dealer today, and you can check them out online, as always, TLIRR.com, TLIRR.com. It's TNL's proven hydraulic technology. It works. It's easier on you for a lifetime. You see them in the fields throughout central Nebraska, throughout the state. And folks, it's not just in Nebraska. All throughout the United States and 60 countries worldwide. Worldwide headquarters based in Hastings. Someone you know and you can trust. And they invite you to stop by their plant at any time if you want to see the big operation for your operation, whether it's big or small. TNL Irrigation. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness around the area through the day today, with a high at around 51 as northwest winds stay at 10 to 15. For tonight, there's a slight chance for a rain or snow shower developing late, with a low near 32 degrees. Right now, it's 34.
And it's fair, fair, Leroy Brown. Fairest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong. Meaner than the junkyard dog.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Randy Bushkiller with you on this Monday after the Masters. Glad to have you along with us. Are you still using your hand-me-down golf clubs?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
Golf clubs have advanced over the years.
Yes, they have.
You should head to Indian Head Golf Club this Friday. It's demo days from 4 to 8. You can test out the latest and the greatest equipment from all the top brand names like Adams, Callaway, Cleveland, Cobra, Mizuno, Nike, Titleist, Tour Edge, and Ping. They're all there. You can test out the clubs, see what's good for you, see what you might like, see what can improve your game. It's your chance to go, huh? Really? You get outside, you hit them, you see what they do, and you've got the pros there to take care of you. If you like them enough, you can buy them at a discount, but only during demo days, Friday from 4 to 8, Indian Head Golf Club, 4100 West Husker Highway in Grand Island. Indian Head Golf Club, let the fun begin for demo days this Friday from 4 until 8. Getting to the Masters, just a couple of things I think that I jotted down here. This came down to breaks. They talk about it, and I don't think they talked about it enough yesterday. It comes down to breaks.
Yes. I mean, the Tiger Woods thing is a great example. He hit the pin.
Yeah.
He hit the pin. This whole thing started from a ball that could have gone in the hole.
Or at least been darn close.
Or darn close.
Goes from a birdie putt to an eight. There would have never been the illegal drop.
You wouldn't have had the penalty strokes. None of that stuff.
Can't call it, quote, illegal drop anymore because that's what it was deemed, an illegal drop. But just they'll talk about it down the road as they continue tonight and tomorrow, and then they'll get on to the next tournament at Harbortown with that ugly jacket that they give away, but it's pretty cool. Anyway, you just have to go to hole 13 yesterday. It's the risk-reward. It seemed to be, and I was talking with the guys. We went out and we watched it yesterday, a whole group of us, and it seemed to me that they say it's a 510-yard hole with the big bend in it there. And it seemed to me back in the day, guys that had length always, it's 510. It's not like they lengthened it to 560. I mean, it's still 510. Maybe it was 505 in the day. But they were always getting home in two. And yesterday, major challenge, Adam Scott goes for it in two. It hits the bank. It pops up. It rolls down. And kind of like Freddie Couples, who won it, but it was on hole 12, The ball somehow sticks on the side of the bank. He also had one stick on the side of the bank yesterday on 15. It spun off the green, Adam Scott. Angel Cabrera hits virtually the same shot. It hits on the top. It bounces into the water. Scott gets a birdie. Cabrera gets a bogey. That's the
There's
one break.
Difference. Yeah.
That's the difference in the golf tournament. Yeah. That one break, that 1 foot.
you're not getting a playoff when that happens. And again, it changed that one shot the Tiger had. You know, now you probably got to now you have him in contention there as well. You know, that is the nature of golf. I mean, that is the nature of golf. How many putts do you miss by an inch?
None.
Well, it's too much speed. But
they're a lot farther than that, aren't they, people listening? Yeah, ha-ha, got it, ha-ha, funny, ha-ha, funny.
Yeah.
Funny, ha.
But that is the nature of the game. And sometimes it's just unfair. But you know what? Every sport has that. Another thing that every sport has is every sport is designed to have that situation where somebody makes a play and somebody doesn't. You know, the situation in baseball, bases loaded, you know, tie score, blah, blah, blah. Somebody's going to either strike somebody out or they get the base hit. They advance the runners. It just who steps up and makes that play. And to me, it isn't who wants it more because everybody wants it. It just comes down to those fundamentals. Like the coach said when we were talking bowling, it's the fundamentals, that practice, that in, that out, and whoever's ready for that opportunity when it comes.
Here's another thing that.
And you might need a break.
What was the story from the weekend? Everybody's going to say the Tiger penalty. No, it wasn't.
No.
The story from the weekend, and I'm going to go off base here because I missed it. It was a prediction I made on Wednesday, I think it was, that was totally wrong. The story of the Masters is this 14-year-old kid from China, Tin Long Wan, who not only made the cut, he was the only amateur to make the cut. Three of them made it last year. He's the only one. Overcoming the penalty that he received in Friday's round for slow play, where he's the only one assessed in his group, which is weird, and there's all kinds of weird rules, but that's a different topic for people that care deeply about golf, and I know that there's not a lot of people, not everybody cares deeply about golf.
Not that many people care about the nuances of the rules of golf.
That was the story to me. This 14-year-old did what a lot of the pros, he kicked Phil Mickelson's butt.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I know in mentally it's a whole different thing. And I'm not going to play that out because these guys are trying to win a golf tournament. They're attacking. They're getting themselves. But I think Tin Long was a kind of a guy that couldn't really get himself in trouble. He's like that amateur golfer that just hits it right down the middle. Hits it right down the middle. He can't really hit it far enough or wide enough to get himself in a lot of trouble. It may take him an extra stroke a hole, but he's going to get there and he's not going to get in trouble. That was an amazing, amazing story. Whether we will ever hear from this kid again, I don't know, but that was an amazing story. He will be on the amateur medal forever there.
His time is more than 15 minutes of fame. I have a feeling we're going to hear from this kid as well. Remember, with about the same age, he's a little younger, it's about when you started hearing about Tiger Woods. That's and not to say, got a long ways to go before we have the same kind of career, granted that, but he's on the radar. How many 14-year-old golfers are on the radar? One would be my guess.
I don't know the culture, the family, all that, but wouldn't you almost immediately move your family to the United States to give this young man? I mean, because in China, it's not the same, obviously.
It's not the same, but there was a lot
of
support.
Would you do that?
My understanding was that there were more viewers of him in the Masters in China. There were over 300 million Chinese viewers watching him play golf. That's more than the population of the United States. So I think there's some support there as well. They got plenty of golf courses. And you know what? I have a feeling that the government of China would be behind this guy for PR purposes as well. So I don't know if he really needs to move out of China to have an opportunity to further his golf game as far as he can take it.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here as Irish Ken has awoken from his weekend slumber to say, first time in a long time, I had no interest in watching the Masters since I disowned my favorite golfer, Phil Mickelson, because he cried about paying California taxes. And I have no interest in listening to the media's love affair with His Highness Tiger Woods. And peeking at the leaderboard from time to time, I did not see anyone I cared about. So the Royals got all my attention. Irish Ken, do you mean the Central Division leading Kansas City Royals, even though
that
they
would
are
be
7-5? And of course, what happens? What happens when you're trying to catch a break? Who do the Royals have later this week? Who do the Royals have later this week? The hottest team in baseball, the Atlanta Braves, in interleague play.
Oh. No. Hottest team is whoever's playing the Reds right now. My team is just assuming room temperature.
Hey, the Reds are 5-7. The Royals are 7-5. There's not that big a difference.
Well, there isn't, but it's kind of how they got there. The Reds haven't won a game. They beat the Cardinals in their home opener and haven't won a game since. Got swept by the Pirates. They were up 5-0 in the bottom of the seventh yesterday, and I'm still not over it. They lost 118-7 now. I mean, they came back and actually scored a run in the ninth inning, but they gave up, I think, 10 runs in two innings. That's not good.
So is this when we start paying attention to baseball, or do we wait?
I think you wait. I mean, the temperature, the weather isn't very good for my team right now. The weather isn't very good. I'm not sure about the climate. Climate is long term. You get a little bit of an idea. Now, enough weather makes a climate. I think you can kind of get an idea if you got some problems with your team or whatever, but it's too early. It's too early. You'll have teams that are 15 games out of first place at the All-Star break who end up winning it by five.
Do you root for two teams?
Yes, absolutely. The Royals in the American League and the Reds in the National. They generally don't play each other.
And I'm a Royals fan, and when I was really little growing up, I wasn't a Royals fan. I it's probably whoever's on TV. I was a Reds fan because of Joe Morgan.
Yeah,
I was a
good
Pirates fan for a time. I think I even had a Milwaukee Brew or something. I had one of those plastic John Olerud Cincinnati Reds hats.
Ooh.
Remember being really ticked off when it fell off and the bill snapped and broke.
Oh,
I still wore it anyway. But I am a Royals fan, but once the Royals were in the tank, and like I said, you got to find somebody to root for, and this was before they were good. That's right. The Atlanta Braves, baby. One of the greatest things out there.
Oh, stop. Oh, Florida State fight song. How creative is that? The Florida State fight song, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Deion Sanders. There's your role model right there, Deion Sanders.
You know, Deion's cocky. I liked him.
No.
I liked him as a football player. I liked him as a baseball player.
You know what? I liked him as a Red. I have to admit.
Duh. Even when he didn't play for your team, he played for the Niners for a while, which I despise because they and the Cowboys were
right
bumping heads, knocking heads.
Yeah.
By the way, they just keep showing the 30 for 30s, which is outstanding.
Oh, that is such a great series.
How Bo Jackson is just, again, Bo Jackson's the greatest athlete of our time and
I agree.
Our generation.
Yeah, I agree.
How people don't get that is beyond me.
Oh, he was an all-star baseball player. He was a dominant running back in the National Football League. He was that force of the Raiders that year. He was incredible. And he never lifted weights. That's the thing that cracks me up about him. He never lifted weights. When he watched TV, when he would do setups and push-ups during alternating commercial breaks on television. That was his workout regimen, but did it religiously.
The high school youngsters, the college-age youngsters, they don't know Bo.
Nope.
They don't know Bo.
No.
We knew Bo.
Wrong generation.
At least we thought we knew Bo, and Bo is just – he is just – awesome. And our poll question for the weekend, Midtown Mart cooler question, was who did you blame more for the Dodgers-Padres brawl? And as we expected, 88% Carlos Quentin for charging the mound and only 12% for Zach Greinke plunking him. Our poll question today, would Tiger Woods have won the Masters without his two-stroke penalty before Saturday's round?
No. If he would have stuck that shot near the pin and had not rolled off, then maybe he would have. But the penalty itself, I don't think, did it.
I'm gonna vote. I think I did vote. I already voted. I think I voted yes. This was a close vote. I voted yes because he would have been playing, I mean, two more strokes. Not four, just two more strokes. He's at 7-under. There's pressure. It's a whole different thing when Tiger's at the top of the leaderboard going into Sunday than when he's not. But folks, vote. Midtown Mart cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Before we finish up our baseball talk, you went and saw the movie 42 over the weekend.
Great movie.
Jackie Robinson story. Without divulging, and I don't know, it's not like it's going to have a weird ending because
no.
it's a pretty factual-based movie.
Yeah, you don't worry about any spoiler things here as well. There's one little thing about the Dodger manager, Leo DeRocher, that they got inaccurate. He got in a little bit of trouble. It's not a major plot point. He got in a little trouble. It isn't for what he did, but he didn't get suspended because there was some group that was upset at him. He actually brought gamblers into the clubhouse. That's what got him suspended for the year 1947.
Mike Greenberg this morning.
That's the only thing they got wrong. Everything else was spot on.
As far as you know.
Well, I went back in the early 20s when I was teaching, I often taught and introduced civil rights by taking a look at Jackie Robinson, and I did kind of a lesson plan dealing with Jackie Robinson. So I've done a fair amount of research with him as kind of a background, and everything they've got, that they nailed.
As Mike Greenberg was talking this morning, there were obviously some things you have to deal with that were truthful in the day, mm-hmm. and probably in some instances, unfortunately, still are today. Was there ever a point, because they were talking about how old do your kids have to be before they can go see this movie? Your kids are old enough that there wouldn't be a problem because yeah. your youngest is a sophomore in high school. Freshman. Was there ever a point where... uncomfortable?
No.
Not
no.
about your kids, no. maybe even you. Was no. there ever a part where you were uncomfortable?
No. I think you could take, I don't want to tell anybody how to raise their kids by any stretch of imagination, but to me, I think they can be pretty young and watch that movie. There's no nudity. The language isn't bad. There's a few things we wouldn't say on the air, but they're not nothing you wouldn't see on regular
say a lot of stuff on the air.
Yeah, you know, none of the language would be, and there's some racial epithets in there that you might want to brace them for, but not a large number. And much of the violence is threatened. It isn't actual violence. The most violent thing was he gets plunked in the head by a pitch, and you see that in the trailer. So, you know, yeah. that was. But it shows a lot of the pressure. One thing they did leave out that I thought was kind of interesting is my understanding that he developed an ulcer that year, that he was the rookie of the year, the first year they played. And he often would go down in the dugout and vomit because he was just so stressed and then go back out to play. And they never touched on that at all. That maybe didn't, that probably doesn't make for good movies. That's not a good visual aid there at all. But just the pressure that he had. And he's always been kind of a hero of mine. You know, I always kind of admired him. Never been a Dodgers fan, any of that other stuff. But he was always kind of a hero of mine. And when I was coaching and playing slow pitch softball and all that stuff, I got to choose my own number. I always wore number 42.
And they're all wearing it today. Yeah. It is Patriots Day in Boston, which is separate, but it's also Jackie Robinson Day. And one of the things you said just, I guess, pop this into my head. We didn't really talk about it Friday, but Chris Conley from ESPN did a story on Jack Hoffman and his family, which aired on ESPN mm-hmm. multiple times this weekend. You can go to ESPN.com. If you haven't seen it, you can YouTube it. You can go on to Jack Hoffman. They call it Cancer Patients Inspirational Touchdown, was the title of it. But, of course, Jack going through all that chemo and asking what the worst part was. He kept saying, they always ask him, what was it like? Awesome. Really awesome. Awesome. Yeah. But, boy, when they asked him about that.
He had an answer.
That's a 7-year-old answering a question right there.
Nice, so. nice and honest. I saw it. I missed it. Didn't have a chance to DVR it or whatever, so I showed my wife it from a link I had on Twitter and stuff like that, and it makes her cry, and I hate to admit it, it was pretty moving. It's pretty good. If you haven't seen it, you really do need to see it. It was an excellent piece of television.
We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Touch a little bit on high school football when we come back.
Lose 30 pounds in only 3 weeks? Really? If you're frustrated with outrageous weight loss promises, Complete Nutrition is about to change that. Try Refirm, the first ever and only weight loss product on the market that actually shrinks fat cells.
This is Dr. Lisa Stout. I'm excited to tell you about the breakthrough weight loss product from Complete Nutrition called Refirm. Refirm does something you've never experienced. It actually shrinks fat cells, and that means losing weight and fitting into your clothes faster.
Refirm revs up energy and metabolism, but also shrinks fat cells. Hurry into your neighborhood Complete Nutrition store while supplies last. Please note, if you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, visit your Complete Nutrition store to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Consider this a challenge. Buy a 2013 Victory motorcycle and ride the rubber off it. If it's too much bike to handle, just bring it on back. That's the Victory guarantee. The only bike guarantee in the world on the best bikes on the planet. Check it out at victorymotorcycles.com. Victory Motorcycles. Ride one and you'll own one.
Applies only to certain 2013 models. Not available at all finance programs. Certain charges not refundable. Under conditions and restrictions apply. See participating dealers for full details and varying the influence of drugs or alcohol.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get...
The NBA on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Both the Celtics and Pacers are headed to the postseason. Can either of them make a serious run at a title?
Outside to Pierce, he drills a three.
It's the final week of the regular season and time to shift into playoff mode.
Got the steal, up the floor, into the lane, to West, to the glass, for the slam.
The Pacers and Celtics, 7 o'clock tip Tuesday night on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness around the area through the day today, with a high at around 51 as northwest winds stay at 10 to 15. For tonight, there's a slight chance for a rain or snow shower developing late, with a low near 32 degrees. Right now, it's 34.
Broadcast booth. Oh, folks, it's a great month at Midway. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. You know, when it comes to incentives and financing, such as 0%, 1.9, 3.9, or so on, you have to give up the rebates. That's not the case this month. Huge news from the Midway Auto Dealerships. They're offering those incentive rates with approved credit, and you get to also have the Midway hassle-free price. So Midway's hassle-free price plus the manufacturer rebates, and you're saving tons of money. 1.9% financing 72 months, 3.9% financing 84 months with approved credit on Ram 1500 and Silverado 1500 trucks, 2013 Chrysler Town and Countries, and so much more. And if you're looking for a used vehicle, they have a great quality line on the lot. And right now, quite a few of those are low mileage certified pre-owned vehicles. You can't go wrong with your next purchase. That's why they're always smiling and coming back to Midway Auto Dealership, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac in Kearney. Jake Kreese from Grand Island Northwest, we appreciate this email. He's received the Heroes Leadership Award for the second year from the university's athletic department at their Heroes Breakfast this morning. Of course, he's a thrower on the Husker track team. Anytime we can talk about good things, we like to do that. Congratulations to Jake out of Grand Island Northwest.
Kind of a neat deal.
This high school football thing. And Stu Pospisil will be on tomorrow and we'll argue.
Because we're blaming him for this anyway.
And this comes right from his article. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is what he's written. C1 and C2 football and Class B volleyball and soccer have postseason format changes. Also, Class A football will change it up. C1 and C2 will have the same football playoff structure as A and B. They'll have 9-game schedules, qualify 16 teams for the state tournament, and play first-round quarterfinal and semifinal playoff games on Friday. Great. That means you can see less games, cover less games, be at less games. C1 and C2, I get it. We have less teams. I get it. But, again, the first team that goes that sets home at 8-1, and I'm going to tell you what, it's going to be from our listening area because there's more teams to the east. There's always been more power points to the east. That's just the way it's going to happen. The first time that an 8-1 Boys Town team or an 8-1 Lincoln Omaha team gets left home, then you're going to hear bitching.
Yeah, you know, change that.
We'll talk with Stu Pospisil about that tomorrow. I just, again, we've had the same argument for a decade here. I'm on one side. Stu's on the other. They think it's a watered down. I don't care. you're going to give me week 9 in 2014, and I'm going to give you watered down. You will have an 8-0 team playing a 1-7 team, or a 6-3 team playing a 2-7 team. That some of the same stuff you get in the playoffs. But anyway, it's going to happen. That's what they're going to do. Class B volleyball. This is they've really changed this up. It's going to go to the Serpentine. You're going to try and get the best 8 teams there. Basketball did not pass on this. The district champions, starting next season, they'll have 8 4-team geographically based districts. Then the district champion, along with 8 wildcard qualifiers after you get beat in the sub-districts, will go 1 through 16, and it'll be sub-state on the Saturday before the tournament. So it's just an extra day, and the 8 sub-state winners will advance to state. Okay, whatever. Again, we'll see how it all plays out. So there you go. One other thing that happened is that in cross country, the state meet, girls and boys will now run the same distance at the district and the state. It will be the same meet. So if you hold a record in girls cross country right now, it's going to live forever because they're changing the distance. Class D going to 6 districts in cross country instead of 5. So we're hammering down some sports and we're expanding others. And basketball, a running clock when a team leads by 40 points or more after the first half. How many times did we see that this year?
No, it's out a few times, but generally the clock moves. I mean, there's usually not a lot of fouls called at that point. Officials kind of do this anyway, a little bit. You know, I don't see that as being a major, going to come into play a whole lot in any kind of situation. I was shocked by the changes that the NCAA had in football, because now you're going to have a regular season game instead of having playoff games. And
money.
In a regular season game, who gets the money? It is the schools. And in the playoffs, the NCAA gets it. I am shocked that the NCAA gave themselves a pay decrease. I am shocked by that. I truly, truly am, because that's always been one of my greatest criticisms of them, is the only reason we're playing consolation games at the state basketball tournament, state volleyball tournament, is so they can make more money. And here they're taking that away from an event, and it's going to make the field smaller. So there is that chance that you're going to have a pretty good team that doesn't make the playoffs now. Yeah, but it is better than the system we had back in the early, you know, long time ago. Back when I was in high school, only 8 teams made it in Class C1 and C2.
Just a quick recap on anything else you might have missed over the weekend. Nebraska baseball went 1-2 against Ohio State, dropped their first series. They'll play a doubleheader tomorrow against Arkansas. That's a schedule change. We'll talk with Coach Dave Van Horn on the show tomorrow. UNK baseball, pitching wasn't there this weekend. They were swept by Central Oklahoma. Damon Day is our co-host tomorrow. UNK softball, 1-3. Hastings baseball went 2-0 yesterday. The softball team, 4-0 over the weekend. Nebraska volleyball lost to Creighton in 5 sets, which I guess in passing should be a shocker, but nobody seems to really care about that too much. And I think, last thing, big soccer wins. Kearney, Grand Island boys remain undefeated. I was shocked. Kearney goes Lincoln Southeast, wins too. We talked about it with Coach Jensen Friday, that they took on the 2-time defending state champions in Omaha Creighton Prep. According to the recap here, it says that this was the first time that Omaha Creighton Prep had played an in-state opponent outside of Omaha since 1997.
That long? Wow.
Yeah. And then they wanted to know why sometimes Class A gets looked at the wrong way in the eastern part of the state.
Yeah, well, I mean, they never have to leave town, obviously.
And I don't think we got to this Friday on the show because it hadn't come out yet. If we did, I apologize. But the Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Basketball rosters and coaches were announced on Friday. Chip Baugh, who's leaving Millard North to come to Hastings College and be an assistant, and Jim Carlson of Boyd County will coach the boys' games. Alex Larson of Grand Island Northwest, Austin Rath of Sutton, the only two from the listening area. The girls, Michaela Shaw, Sandy Creek, Mackenzie Scupa, Silver Lake, Kelsey Weimers, Kearney High, Theron Baum, Kearney Catholic, Trent Benjamin of Holdridge, and Mark Madison of Fillmore Central will coach the Red. Linda Walker of Wahoo and Jason Boyd of Kearney will coach the blue teams. And there you go. Anything else to add, Randy?
I'm still stewing about this NCAA changes a little bit. The nice thing is you still get to play every team in your district. You still have a good chance of winning your own district since they do have that set up. So you do get to take care of your own business.
There you go, folks. We're glad you're with us. We're glad.
You disagree, and then we're moving on.
This comes from Todd and Carney. I want to get this on the running clock. Hell, high school teams in Nebraska can't even score 40 points anymore. Some cases, that is the truth.
Ouch.
Todd, thank you so much. We want to thank our guests on the show today, Bill Straub, coach of the Nebraska National Champion Bowling Team, UNK football coach Daryl Morris. Tomorrow, Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, and Arkansas baseball coach Dave Van Horn. Damon Day will be in as the co-host. Randy, thanks for the time. We'll see you Wednesday.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.
Folks, we'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.